This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovey Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
I always feel let down after Jay leaves.
Yeah, there's some energy that gets sucked out of the room.
All of a sudden, Derek and I, it's almost like when you're a parent and you have kids and they're all around for 18 years and then all of a sudden they leave and you and your wife or you and your husband look at each other like, oh, hey. That's what Derek and I do after Jay leaves. We just look at each other like, oh.
Well, in previous weeks, after an hour, that's been enough. We all just kind of exhale and
yes.
Good job, guys. We got through it.
Woo.
I guess we'll do it again next week, maybe.
Yeah. Oh.
But today was fun.
It was fun. I didn't mean, like, I know we steered off a little bit of actual Illinois football talk, but I certainly loved kind of the breakdown of learning what a linebacker and football players in general look for before every play and everything. And I think everybody out there really enjoyed that. Had a lot of great texts on the College of Aces text line. If you want to weigh in, by the way, 359-2255. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
I don't need the read, but I'll do it anyway. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Now, the only problem with Jay being here is that we pretty much are all exclusive with regards to football. And that's fine, even though Jay would probably say, if you want to talk basketball, if you want to talk whatever, I'm here for it. So the news broke last night. Ty Washington, a recruit that a lot of Illini fans were hoping to land, even though a month ago I didn't know who he was. Well, you don't get him. He goes to Creighton. And while we Illinois fans have been on the other side of being burnt by somebody that we've recruited over and over and over, and then a new team comes in and swipes him up, we were about ready to be that program. We were going to be the program that sweeps in late and gets a guy. But guess what? He held true to Creighton, who had been on him for a long time. Is that, you think, in the end, maybe what happened?
It's a tough miss. And I think that playing time or early opportunity was probably maybe the biggest factor.
Fair.
In terms of steering him away from Illinois when he looks at a situation. Andre Curbelo, Adam Miller, top 50 guys who are going to be sophomores next year. There's also, and I'm sure Creighton has mentioned this, and are just people within his camp monitoring the situation. Trent Frazier could say, hey, I'm coming back next year.
Good call.
Monte Williams could say, hey, I'm coming back next year. That is possibly on the table. You're not thinking that with Io DeSumo.
Right.
But that would be a crowded backcourt. Austin Hutcherson, if he's healthy, someone that Brad said a lot of good things about. I think Creighton, with their situation, there's more of a chance or a clearer path for him to come in and put his stamp right away as a freshman and get the ball more in that kind of an offense. It's disappointing for Illinois because you feel good when you get the last visit and you pay out of pocket to come from Phoenix to Champaign late October, had already visited Creighton, had already been involved with Arizona State and Auburn, and you thought that you're trending the right way at the very end, and it goes a different way. And now it's lined up since Luke Goody was a good early get in April. But you've swung and missed quite a bit here recently. And Brad Underwood and this staff have built a top 10 roster.
Right.
They've proved that they can pivot off of misses and find ways to fill out recruiting classes and get some pretty good gets late in the process. We're going to talk about one that cut his list to four,
who's
the biggest target on your board, and it's been that way for a long time. But it's concerning. It's concerning to miss out on some opportunities where it seemed back in the spring that it was stacked up for Illinois to be in a better situation than some other schools because they had gotten top targets on campus. They had won games finally on the court.
Yeah. You feel like you're doing everything right.
Yeah, you feel like everything's going your way, but I don't know. They're in a slump right now.
This is like 0 for the last 5, essentially. I mean, they started out with Goody with a solid double to right, and now they've gone 0 for 5. They still have the home run in the they still have the home run in the bag, and that would be Mac Etienne, who did just break his Final Four.
That's true, but I'm glad you brought up baseball because I told Brian Snow, Cincinnati Reds fan, that Trevor Bauer's on the mound right now at this swing and miss.
Like,
this swing and miss rate is is pretty difficult. If you're a Atlanta fan, you got to sit there and shake your head a little bit because Bryce Hopkins was down to Kentucky and Illinois pretty much at the finish line. He goes to Kentucky where there's a lot of competition, and you're worrying about Illinois saying, hey, you know, come in, play the four. We got the pieces. Let's win. Let's roll.
I know where you're going here.
Competition, he went into it at Kentucky. Ty steered away from it at Creighton. You had guys visit your campus, and that seemed to be a big advantage. David Jones commits to a place that he's never seen. He committed to a place that had offered him 9 days before, and you recruited him for 2 years. Memphis lands Jordan Nesbitt, never had him on campus.
No, just from a golf cart.
He comes out and says, I was going to go to Illinois until Penny calls me from a golf. It's just like,
if you could sum up recruiting,
tough.
If you could sum up overall recruiting, you just did. In the last 2 months, that's the crap that you'd have to deal with if you want to be Brad Underwood and this staff. No thanks. Do not sign me up for that.
And you're like, okay, we get that if we're in year one, we're in year two.
Sure.
We haven't won yet, but do people see that we're a top 10 team? Haven't we built up that trust that we've developed players, that we win, that we're going in the right direction? It seems like all of that's laid out, but
it's frustrating.
It is frustrating, and that's one thing I think Atlanta fans were kind of with Io and Kofi come back. What could go wrong? Everything's going our way. We're just going to reach the top of the top floor in the Big Ten, and we're going to stay there for a while, which could still very well be the case, but recruiting is still difficult. There's still weird stuff that happens in recruiting. You're still talking about teenagers making decisions, and that's not to take pressure off the staff, who obviously have to find a better job of closing some of these.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to soothe everybody over. You still haven't lost the biggest one yet.
Right.
And what I mean by the biggest is not physical size, even though he is physically the biggest recruit you're recruiting. You haven't lost the position that you're going to need more than anything on this team probably next year. And that's if Kofi goes to the NBA, then there is a giant. Now, I understand Georgie can play the five, and I would have some confidence knowing that Georgie was back. But if you lose Ty Washington, you know you still have Curbelo and Miller and Hutcherson and maybe Trent Frazier back and maybe Damonte Williams back and on and Luke Goody at a wing. I mean, you lose Nesbitt, you lose a lot of these wings. You do have Luke Goody coming in at wing. Granted, you'd like a couple of more. You still haven't answered that four spot, I understand. But the guy that you need, the one that you really need to fret is Mac Etienne if he says no. And right now, he sent out his top four, and you're on it.
He released his top four while we were on the show. It's Illinois, Marquette, Miami, and UCLA. I think fans will feel good at the fact that Kansas, who offered back in the spring, is not on that list.
Ooh.
Kentucky, who flirted with him a little bit, didn't offer, but were showing interest, are not on that list. Miami, I think, of the three contenders against Illinois, is the one to perk your eyes up a little bit and be like, okay, that's going to be tough. That one is a legit contender. He did take an official visit to Marquette as well. He's only taken two officials, Illinois and Marquette being those. UCLA, Mick Cronin out there. I don't know. We'll have to see if he is able to at some point take visits and get out there. But I'd look at this, and it's been trending this way for the last couple of months, Illinois and Miami. I think Illinois has done a really, really good job. But for all of what we just said about the disappointment in recruiting, you end up with that guy who's rated as the 7th best center in the country, top 50 overall in the class, and you plug him in for Kofi, and you bring back some guards, and you get Goody, you're a really darn good team.
Right.
And that's without the opportunity that's going to come down the line in the transfer market. You get Mac Etienne, you have Goody, those are two top 100 guys. At the end of the day, for what was some missed opportunity, you'd still feel pretty good.
Probably the idea of Brad, how many classes in a row has he nabbed a top 50? Three. Probably that's going to
end. ETN would be four.
Oh, ETN is a top 50. That's my fault. So ETN still gives you that role as well. And that's just the amazing thing that you shake your head, is the where Brad Underwood is recruiting right now is at a level that is really unbelievable. When you factor in that three straight years you've brought in a top 50 guy, that just doesn't happen all the time in Illinois. Now you're starting to do that, and you're starting to put them on top of each other. So what's next when it comes to, we understand Mack Etienne's still out there. That will be probably a spring signing, right? He's going to wait. So for Illinois fans, when is it ever easy? Luke Goody made it easy on you, I guess. He gave you a little bit of a breather. Now these other guys are, you know, stretching it out. Mack Etienne has said from the get-go, though, he's going to stretch it out probably to the spring.
In terms of signing, yes, absolutely. I would be encouraged, if you're an Illinois fan or just someone who wants an answer on him sooner rather than later, that this is a list of four and not 10 or 12. From everything that we've heard recently, it's probably still another 2 months, 2.5 months away from when he's going to make a commitment.
Okay.
Wouldn't be able to sign until April. So we'll have to see that play out with him. Wes Carter Jr., who we've talked a lot about down in Florida, 6'6" combo
That's
guard.
My guy.
You're going to really have to lock in on him now that Ty said no. Now, did you lose any position while you were going all out for Ty? I don't know. We'll see. And even then, you were chasing Alabama, who had offered months before you, who's already had him on campus. That's something that you're going to have to work your way into that one. Although Iowa's a very good blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Antigua was plugged in with that, with his coaching staff. So he has a relationship there. Outside of that, you just don't have a whole lot of other guys on the list. One of them, Mustafa Amzil, who was the 6'9 forward from Finland, committed to Dayton. So obviously James Herring's doing some things over there, our boy.
He's no longer coming on our show.
I guess not. But you realistically right now, in terms of guys you've offered and are really pursuing in 2021, you've got maybe four or five guys.
Okay. Wow. Cardet, how much different is he than Ty? How much of a hit is it to not get Ty and get Cardet? Or is it even, you know what I'm trying to say? If you end up with Cardet, who to me looks like DJ Newbill.
Right.
And if you remember DJ Newbill from Penn State, just a big, strong kid, unless I just missed it. But when I looked at his picture, it was literally one photo. And I'm like, holy crap, that dude is built. I mean, he's got the shoulders already. I think he would come in and be able to play Big Ten rough and tumble basketball, if you will. I know that's kind of a 1980s kind of thing to say, but I still think it's a pretty rough league and it's a tough league. I think he'd be the guy that could come in. So if you miss on Ty, somehow get Cardet, have you missed that much?
I think they're fairly similar. I do think that they bring different things to the table.
Right.
I know that they're both guards who can play with the ball in their hands, but also comfortable playing off the ball and kind of in a multiple guard system. Cardet is 6'6", so he's a little bit bigger than Washington would be. He's also not even close to the shooter. That's a question mark about him. He's similar to Io as far as skill set. Not ranked as high, maybe not as polished, but he's a very, very good athlete. He's a slasher. He finishes above the rim. Ty has the shooting. Ty also, based on you hear what some of these evaluators are saying, probably going to be a top 50 type of. He's top 75, probably going to be in the top 50 here fairly soon. But Carter's been playing well also, I think that in terms of his length, and he does some things similar to Io, probably a better defender immediately and adds to what you could have there after losing Io versus a Ty.
And like you said, shooter, that's something that resonates. You need as many shooters as you can get. Obviously, Adam Miller is one of those. If you get Trent Frazier back next year, you'd be bringing back a shooter. We hope that was just kind of a one-off, as Brad Underwood said, with Trent and with a lot of these guys last year and the fact they didn't shoot that well, and you still had the season you had. So Brad is thinking that's more of a one-off. Everything will be back to normal. They'll be shooting the ball a lot better, and that's why Illinois could be a dangerous team this season. Down the stretch, Luke Goody's a guy that comes in, pretty good shooter as well, but certainly a shooter, when you know you've got Curbelo who can open things, or not open things up, but can find guys with his skill at passing the ball, you want to be able to have guys on the perimeter that can shoot. You would have that with Adam Miller. Coleman Hawkins, we think you would have that with.
Yes.
Austin Hutcherson, if he ever really kind of does become healthy, is a guy that can shoot. But I'd feel a lot better knowing you brought in a guy, a recruit, that can definitely shoot. And unfortunately, the kid from Illinois, that's 2 years down the road, right? The Shutt kid.
Jaden Shutt, 2022.
Shutt. Now, I don't know that Illinois is in on him. It doesn't sound like he's a Mack Irvin guy, so now we don't have a chance.
I don't know about that. You just have to battle Michigan State, where he's already visited three or four times.
Wow. Isn't that amazing that Tom Izzo got on him immediately? When let me throw a little shade. Is that bad? What's shade mean? Is that good or bad?
It's bad.
Let me throw a little shade on this. You know one thing, one glaring thing that this Illinois program needs is shooters. And I don't know why you would ever, and if you see a kid up at wherever he's from, Yorkville or whatever, that's hitting 22 threes in a game or something, and then I watched one of his tapes, and explosive as he was, now I know they've gotten on him, but man, to let Michigan State come into your into the state and get that much of a lead on you, that's really frustrating to me, because that's the kind of kid that should be down here like Richard Keene back in the day. Mm-hmm. He's not built like Andy Kaufman, but you know what I mean, guys that could score. And that's the kind of kid that should be wearing orange and blue and knocking down four or five threes a game.
Yeah, that will be a tough one to swallow if he does end up at Sparty. It's hard to argue with it based on their, you know, where they're at, where they've been forever since Tom Izzo has got that thing up and rolling. Yep. But, yeah, Illinois was his first high major offer. Michigan State was just involved. They were involved the entire time. They could slow play him a little bit as far as waiting for the right time to offer, but they got him on campus. Illinois wasn't able to do that. And unfortunately, he's one of those where, well, now that you look at it, the way the visit's set up with COVID and got canceled in the spring, like, you didn't reap the benefits of having guys on. Well, Mac Etienne could be one of those.
Yeah.
But so far, haven't really reaped the benefits. Well, good, he was one of those. I keep contradicting myself, but.
Well, and I'm the one ripping the Jones, staff, Nesbitt, and they're the first one to offer
Weston. Shutt was a guy no doubt you had on campus in June, probably again this fall. He'd probably already have visited for a practice and then a game.
Yep, that's true.
That is going to be unfortunate.
I guess the good news there, even though you've got the Michigan State, you wonder if maybe he and his parents have grown up watching Illinois. I don't know. In terms of the familiarity. Okay, so, and my apologies to the staff then, because they were the first ones to offer, now that you say that. So you did do your job. It's just, not getting him down here for a visit, but you can only do so much. You can't personally go up and you know, steal the kid and throw him in a trunk and bring him down here and say, here's the campus. That wouldn't look good.
No, I think Max Christie would have visited if that was allowed.
They would have definitely started with Christie on that one and brought him down. Well, that's where you're at. And then the other thing and the final thing to this is transfers. And we don't know if the NCAA is going to come up with a rule that basically says anybody can transfer one time without penalty. You don't have to sit out a year. That's kind of on the horizon, that everybody's waiting for that particular situation to be established with the NCAA. But even that said, you have 50-year guys, and certainly you, I think, would almost have to lean on a 50-year transfer if you don't get Mac. You almost need a big man as a fifth man transfer or as a fifth-year guy, in my mind. Now, if Mac is here, I don't know that you definitely have to go get a transfer just to have one, but I don't think it hurts if you recognize a shooter out there or someone that could fit a role.
Yeah, I could see maybe going out and getting a four.
Okay.
If, say, Hawkins shows that he needs to continue to physically develop, which he's going to be a lot stronger as a sophomore than he is as a freshman. If BBV never pans out, can't stay healthy.
Right.
But if you keep Georgie, you do get ETN, then you're not going out in the transfer market saying we absolutely need a five.
Exactly.
It is going to be really interesting because I think you're going to be able to fix some needs there. It's not that we haven't seen some transfers come in and not live up to the hype. Now, when you brought in a Mark Allstork, you were kind of hoping he was your go-to scorer.
Right. That was
that's tough to go from Horizon League to the Big Ten and be someone's go-to scorer versus, okay, we have Miller, we have Curbelo, we have Georgie, we have ETN, just come in and play a role for us. I think that could definitely happen and be something that you can fill. And you look
be at John Ickey.
Even that. That's not too high of a bar, right?
Oh, no.
And if you have a really, really good season, and then there's going to be more clarity at the end of the season where, okay, Trent and DeMonte, what are you planning to do?
Yes.
Right now, there's just like a possibility. You could throw it out there. Maybe they're back. Maybe they're not. They're going to make their decisions. You have a pretty good idea of where they stand. And if, say, you do the Texas Tech and go on a run and get to the national title game or get to the Final Four, Chris Beard, after he did that, landed three of the top 10 transfers on the market.
Wow.
So that's not to say Illinois couldn't replicate and do some of the same things. And really, I think if you can replace Kofi with ETN, You don't need a whole lot else to still be a pretty good team the following season.
I'm with you. And who knows if you don't have that one guy that plays that certain role that is exactly what you need. All right, that's good discussion. My apologies to Brad and staff. I threw shade on him, and then I realized, I was wrong, because I'm like throwing shade on him, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, they were the first to offer
him.
But and I had read that.
He had taken visits to Michigan State, so.
He's one of those kids, and it's only because he's a shooter. And that's why I wanted Adam Miller so bad. I mean, I know Adams does things that are, I can't wait to watch, but Adam Miller can shoot. And that was why he was such an important get for this class. We got to get shooters. I don't know. Maybe I look at that and think that's overrated, but I just think you watch NCAA tournament games and those teams don't miss. The good ones, in other words.
Right.
And it's like
shot making carries you. And also, how good would Illinois have been last year? And this actually speaks to one thing we're probably not even talking about. Now, we could do the whole hour. We got a whole week of shows.
Yeah,
so
what the heck?
We can do that. We're 10 days, 9 days away from college basketball starting. But how good Illinois' defense was last year.
Yes.
If you can replicate that, now that's not we can't necessarily assume it, but a lot of credit needs to go there, maybe more so than it's getting placed, because you shot 29% from three in Big Ten play, and you were fourth in the Big Ten, and you were an Anthony Cowan 30-footer away from being tied for the – you would have won the Big Ten title, shared it. Alan Griffin gets the block out. All of a sudden, you won the Big Ten.
Oh, my. All the while shooting 29%.
Right, all the while shooting 29%.
That's a great point. And it's okay to have both. It's okay to have somebody that can play defense and shoot on the other end. But that's where you start talking about five-star guys. And so those are the ones where you're out and you're trying to get...
Well, I think Adam Miller could do it.
Yeah, I think he's the guy. Yeah, I mean, with his body, I can see him definitely D'ing up on one end and hitting shots on the other. I know Trent Frazier is personally wants to make... I mean, he has basically evolved into where defense is his number one salvo, right? I mean, that's his thing. I know we, as Illinois fans, need him to shoot better, but for him, he takes it personal now on this defense. He was mad that he wasn't all Big Ten first team defense last year. So that's cool to know he's got that going in. Damonte Williams is a kid that obviously does a lot right because Brad Underwood loves him. I almost think, I know I'm kind of joking here a little bit because you got Io and Kofi out there. I almost think Damonte would be his number one guy. Just kind of like Andres Feliz was his number one guy because Andres Feliz played defense. And there's something about that, and if you've never coached before, I don't think you realize the anxiety that you have when the other team is scoring at will, or the comfortability you have when you know you've got a guy on the other end that is absolutely closing down things. I think there's a comfortability there with a coach, and that's why they can sleep at night. And I think a guy like Feliz, and I know a guy like Damonte Williams, are that kind of guy for Brad Underwood.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. The trust factor is huge, and just being willing to play a role. Not everybody can make shots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Damonte needs to have that capability when it's there, when you're going to leave it open, and he did it late last season. And if he's able to, I mean, if he shot 35% from three this year and did everything else that he's done, that would be a really valuable player. But you need someone who's committed to defensive end, who's going to rebound, who's going to know how to run the offense and make the right passes and everything. That's what Damonte does.
Yeah. It would be nice if Damonte could just kind of be that mid-range shooter. Does that make sense? Remember, he went like 11 games in the Big Ten without scoring. And it's like, if you could just get me four a game, that's all I'm asking. Just be really good at one thing. Just that pull-up elbow jumper. Just something like that, because the ball's going to find you eventually, because the defense is going to be chasing everybody else because they know they can score. The ball's going to find you, and if you're a 15-foot jump shot away, that would be huge.
That's true.
Doesn't always have to be a three.
Right. He could catch from being open on the perimeter, take two steps in and pull up, and if he makes that shot, or just hit two catch-and-shoot threes a game and all of a sudden, you can't just leave him wide open.
Nope. And he started doing it late in the year. He definitely started doing that late in the year. The Indiana game was a perfect example. And then that just adds another threat out on the court. All right, 359-2255. That's 359-2255. College of Aces text line. Ryan in Monticello says Hamlin's still in the squad. Yeah, he's been hurt,
yes,
right?
He was out all summer and most of the fall with a broken hand. Brad said last week that he's starting to work his way back into practice.
Okay. Bill says Trent's not going to shoot much better because he's going to be on the wing waiting for the ball. I know that gets on Bill's nerve. But when that's kind of his role.
I don't see why he can't catch and shoot.
I can't. Right. I mean, he should be able to do that.
I understand. We've talked about it before that Trent maybe sometimes is in more of a groove when he's shooting off the dribble right. or the pull up and everything. But I don't mean Trent wouldn't even use that as a valid excuse. Like, hey, if I'm on the wing and Io's attracting a lot of attention or Caballo, catch and shoot, baby.
Feed me. I'm right here. And Adam Miller's on the other side. Feed one of us and let's start making shots. All right, again, 359-2255. We're back. It's the Drive. Fighting Illini football is back. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
My name is Tina Hughes, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I farm not just for this generation, but for generations to come. I farm with sustainability and the future in mind. I farm to provide 3 safe, nutritious, and healthy meals for my family and for yours. I farm using technology and the best practices available to allow my kids and grandkids to be able to farm this ground long after I am gone. Farming is a tough business, and times are hard right now, but I will farm for my family and for yours. Champaign County farmers farm for you. A message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
As you drive your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
Did your roof get hit hard by the July hailstorm in central Illinois? If so, you need to call Freedom Roofing ASAP. Freedom Roofing has the expertise to repair, evaluate, and even replace your entire roof, and it could be covered entirely by your insurance. Give Freedom Roofing a call at 217-393-6000. That's 217-393-6000. Or visit them on the web at freedomchampagne.com. That's freedomchampagne.com.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are 2 reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialist. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Sarah Champagne is growing. The same quality, the same neighborhood, but a new name, new brands, and new opportunities. Here's Executive Manager Ben Quattrone.
At Sarah Champagne, you're not just a customer, you're our guest. And we're proud to serve the great folks of Central Illinois. Please visit one of our 4 fantastic locations, and we'll service your current vehicle or help you find your next dream car.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Visit SarahChampagne.com. That's SerraChampagne.com.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Appliances giving you trouble? Are you looking for something new? Then shop local at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have the items and resources to get you what you need now. You can shop easily by going online to appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, chat with an associate online, shop their showroom with your phone, and more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World offers the best prices, service, and selection in Central Illinois. They're the place you want to visit for the best deals around. And of course, don't forget to ask about their 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Check out the Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal Street or online at appliance-world.com.
This is what Illinois needs to do this year. Make it rain. Make it rain. Bill also said on the College of Aces text life, text line. The issue with Trent is he's 5'10". He's easier to close on. When he has the ball, he can create. I think Trent will be able to do both this year. They're going to need him to spot shoot, I think. I think they're going to need that. A lot of people are going to be focused in on stopping Io and Kofi in that two-man game. And I think you're just going to have a lot of opportunities for guys like Adam and Trent out on the perimeter to catch and shoot. And certainly, if you're knocking those down, that would be wonderful. We've talked a lot of basketball. We can continue to do that if you guys want to weigh in. 359-2255. We talked all hour about Illinois football. Not all hour, but with Jay Lehman. Of course, that is always brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance Word, Molitor Financial, and Freedom Roofing. You know, a win is a win. You were over at my house. We were watching the game. Certainly nothing to uplift your spirits, if you will. But, Derek, you know, I complain when they lose. So I need to give them props when they win. And, you know, you go out, you get a victory. Isaiah Williams sets a record for a quarterback running for almost, 200 yards on the ground. I mean, he's exciting.
He is. He's entertaining. And it was something that we talked a lot about throughout the week, that just let us see what he's got.
Right. And by the way, I'm glad you said that. Because I remember when we started the tailgate and he was warming up, I looked at you and I'm like, oh, Pipes. Isaiah's warming up. I'm like, that's good. He's going to play. And I give Lovey and Rod Smith credit because, again, they didn't do that for all of us. But that was the one thing I said last week. If you want me to watch with a fervor of an Illinois fan, then put Isaiah Williams in and let's see what he can do. And he did it.
Yeah, it was a memorable debut for him. Hopefully something that he can obviously build on and be the type of quarterback that you hoped. I mean, he's supposed to be the future.
Yes.
Now, are there things that he has to clean up? Absolutely, as a passer. There's some concerning throws that weren't made. You got to be able to do that against better defenses for them really to be honest with you and not have 8-9 guys in the box. But he can make a play out of nothing.
Mm.
He can juke. He's got to make you miss. And really, when it's 3rd and 11, and it's not even a designed run, he escapes the pocket, and he's out there, and he can move the chains.
And that can be frustrating for a defense.
Yeah, and I think it's that first run, that first long run he had outright, where he's got the shake. It's like Kyler. He really has that
true
Kyler running style. Now, 31 carries for a guy that's 5'10", 180.
Yeah.
I am a little nervous. Now, I do give some credence to the fact that you and Jay talked about, I was in the room. It's not like I wasn't there as well, but you both had mentioned it. There's a style or just a gift as a runner where somehow you don't take the brunt of a lot of hits, or you know how to avoid it. You know how to get down, and hopefully he can continue to have that. I'll be honest, as someone who's just watching, who doesn't have a stake in the game.
Yep.
I want to see more.
Okay.
I want to see more of him. I just think that even from Lubby's perspective, where I think he's thinking I have to win as many games as possible. But there's something in my head that says, if, say, Brandon gave you one more win
right,
than Isaiah the rest of the year, but Isaiah did some things, showed some progress to the point of, okay, there's something there. Because I think if you just play Brandon,
you're on the right track,
and you win one more game,
yeah,
there's not a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of mm-hmm. people looking towards the future and excited. I think Isaiah can do some of that for you.
I think you're right. Even in a strange year where maybe Brandon can come back next year, I think you're on to something there. And I have been since Sunday one of those guys that says Brandon Peters should not lose his job. When he's back next week against Nebraska, he should be your quarterback. However, I'm also not going to sit here and make it my final stand in life. Like, I could totally see where you're coming from, Derek. When you get a guy like Isaiah in there, I mean, a lot of times with Brandon, yeah, he can pass the ball, and I certainly want that. I want that ability. I'm sure a guy like Josh Amatorbebe is saying, get Brandon Peters back on this field because, well, especially against Wisconsin, he got targeted 58 times. But I think in that kind of situation, I would assume as a receiver, you've got a little more hope that the ball is going to be delivered where it should be and that you're going to have more chances to catch the ball instead of just downfield blocking all day
yeah.
for Isaiah Williams. But on the flip side of that is, like you said, Isaiah can create. He can get out of trouble. And, you know, if you're a team, I mean, Illinois will not be favored the rest of the year. They're already two touchdown underdogs against Nebraska. Imagine what Ohio State's going to be. I mean, yeah. And then, you know, you've got an Iowa team that seemingly has turned the corner and a Northwestern team that's undefeated. And so you look at that, and I see where you're coming from saying, okay, maybe the best shot for Lovey is, even though I can't imagine that he's worried, whatever.
I'm with you. I'm thinking the same way.
I mean, he should be worried, but I don't think he cares. He's just like, well, whatever. You know, either buy me out or whatever. Thanks for everything you've done. But if you're a guy like Lovey and you did worry about that, I see exactly where you're going in the sense that if Isaiah Williams, even if you go 0-for-5 with him at quarterback, 0-for-4, excuse me, with him at quarterback, but he continues to do what he did and he starts to make progress throwing the football, I mean, how about his nice little jump up the air and kind of push it downfield to Casey Washington, who inexplicably was just on his knee when he caught it, and then had that look like, oh, crap. But, you know, things like that probably Brandon Peters doesn't do. So maybe Isaiah is the guy to kind of, input some excitement back into things. But I want to see Brandon again. Now, if you throw Brandon Peters out there against Nebraska in the first quarter, and at the end of the first quarter it's 10-0 Nebraska, and Illinois is not moving the ball, then make the change. I just don't feel like Brandon should lose his spot because of the COVID. I know he wasn't great against Wisconsin, but they just made Michigan look crazy too. I just feel like you need to give Brandon at least the next shot. And if he comes out against Nebraska, throws for 3 first-half touchdowns,
yeah.
then all of a sudden you're like, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. He probably should be our quarterback. He can throw the ball downfield. And Isaiah's got to work on that.
You're probably right. Either way you slice it, whether you want Isaiah to build off that momentum, I would still probably sit here and say Brandon should get some snaps, get some series. And at some point you're probably riding the hot hand.
Right.
But I don't disagree with the fact of giving Brandon the chance to come back, because when you think about the winnable games left, Ohio State's just a formality. You're gonna both show up, and Ohio State's gonna win by a lot. And I'm not
blaming anybody for that one.
Right. Nebraska is one of those that technically is winnable.
Yep.
I think you could say the same thing about Iowa, and you'd hope to say the same thing about Northwestern.
I'd love to end their season.
But you're gonna have to throw some passes beyond 5. You're gonna have to make some throws down the field to probably win those games. But I do think that Isaiah can make some plays with his legs. And also, I think he opens things up for Chase Brown. I think he opens things up for Mike Epstein.
That's a fair point.
I think that Rod Smith might even be more of in his comfort zone of mm-hmm. calling plays
mm-hmm.
with a quarterback who is like guys that he's coached before. Pat White, Denard Robinson, Khalil Tate.
Great point. And Jay Lehman said it. The offense is more geared for that kind of a guy. And unfortunately, Lovey wasn't able to find that guy and had to get Brandon Peters. And now you're kind of the old, round hole in a square peg, or however they say that. You know, it's one of those where Brandon, you know, did fairly well last year, but I think you're right, and you're definitely right in the sense that it opens things up for Chase Brown and Mike Epstein, I think. Now, it was Rutgers.
That is what it comes back to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, A.J. Bush, we saw Reggie Corbin have a lot better year when A.J. Bush was the quarterback.
That's right.
So that does make you think a little bit. But, yeah, how much was it a Rutgers defense that if Illinois' defense was not part of the Big Ten, Rutgers would be the worst defense in the Big Ten. They were giving up 35 a game. I understand they had played Indiana. They had played Ohio State. So
yes.
They had faced some good units there. But that's a hard battle. It's complicated.
I'm with you. I want to see it again. We got to see it again. And like Jay said, maybe the perfect scenario is you give them both snaps. And that's probably what's going to happen. And from the sounds of it, that's not going to make Brandon Peters happy. But I guess it is what it is. He's not the offensive coordinator. He's not the head coach. College of Aces text line, Sean said, Williams needs to carry a football with him 24-7. Too many times he fumbled Saturday. They were late. They weren't like ones you lost, let's say. But if you're going to have a running quarterback like that, you saw it with Caron Taylor, then your chances of fumbling the ball, they skyrocket.
Yeah, we're not talking about today a whole lot because that last drive ends in the game-winning field goal, but Isaiah put the ball on the ground on that drive, and I'm pretty shocked that he ended up with the ball back.
I could not believe
it. It was literally in the linebacker's lap, and he wrangles it and gets back in. But this,
wait, how do you remember that?
Again, I had to rewatch the game. I was rooting for my square, which cashed big, by the way.
Oh, did you win one of them?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was Monopoly money law enforcement 100%. Out there. We don't ever do anything like that.
You did know you were watching Illinois Rutgers when here's some of the final drives. Illinois missed field goal, Rutgers interception. Illinois missed field goals, Rutgers interception.
Ugh.
And it would have been an Illinois fumble if Isaiah lost that, but they kicked the winning field goal, and that's it.
Boom. And you won the game.
And all that matters.
Derek Piper cashed in. Was that on the second board or the first one?
The second one. I actually hit the second quarter and the final score on the second board. Yeah.
See, I was going to give you some Tostitos chips back that you brought over, but now I'm going to keep them because it sounds like
that's my donation.
You made them more. I had more chips in my house Sunday morning, and I'm like, holy crap, people bring a lot of chips. Isn't it funny how we did this tailgate? So we had wings from Hickory River, which are incredible.
Oh, those were.
Those are so good.
As good as advertised.
They're so good. You get like 50. For $50 for the wings, we did $100. You get so many wings. And people, like I said, you eat them like cavemen. You're just like, rah. And by the way, I've got a lot of those left. Not a lot, but I've got a nice, like, couple of meals left, you know, because I think guys forgot to take their portion. And then our buddy Drew was making, like, Hooters chicken. We had the breading and everything. I made
those
some brats.
Legit.
Well, we had so much food there, somebody was like, are you doing brats? Because I had said I was going to. I'm like, do we really need it? I got 600 crock pots in my kitchen full of food. Why do we need brats? But the brats went like that. That sounds good tonight. I didn't get a brat.
Let me tell you,
when you're hosting those things.
You should have set one aside.
The workload, all of it. You don't think, but the workload, thank God for guys like Leach and Kevin and those guys. They just set things up and go. They're just like machines. They just work. And then me, I'm just sitting there making sure everything's good, everything's right. And then eventually I just settled into a nice little fun night.
It was a great time.
Oh, boy. That was one for the books. And 1-0. 1-0 at my house. That's all I'm saying. All right, we got to take a break. It's the drive.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Thank you.
AG Farm Management specializes in high-quality, high-touch, and high-tech farm management. Jim Goss knows that every farm has the potential to be better than it was when he started managing it. So while you can't always trust Mother Nature, you can always trust AG Farm Management to have your best interests at heart. Whether you want to buy, sell, or need comprehensive farm management, Jim Goss is the one to call. 367-2121. Make your farm the best it can be. 367-2121.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Have you seen the historic interest rates in the news? Wonder if refinancing makes sense for you? Hi, this is J.J. Farney, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your current home, I can help you achieve your mortgage goals while taking advantage of today's rates. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 1810670. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to Area-Wide Tech.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Bonnie and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Bonnie and Soul Sports, simply the best at what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
Fighting Illini football is back. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
The University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, also known as ACES, invites you to participate in the first ever virtual ACES Family Academies. Spend time with your child or grandchild and experience all ACES has to offer. These free sessions will be posted all summer and cover a variety of ACES topics with hands-on activities that extend beyond agriculture. ACES is more than meets the eye. Register for these free sessions at acesalumni.illinois.edu/events.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
That hook.
It's brutal.
It
really is. Hey, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5.
You can snag one tonight. Currently, I'm seeing Bears plus 3.5.
So use the hook to my advantage.
Right.
Would you do that?
I'd like to say yes. I'd really like to say yes.
That game's in Minnesota.
Chicago.
Oh, and it's in Chicago. You just told me that. Dalvin Cook has been really good. I don't know that Kirk Cousins can beat you.
He hasn't. And he has. I had a stat here on his Monday Night Football career. Cousins is 0-9 on Monday Night Football. In those nine games, 12 touchdowns, 6 INTs.
Okay. So, because the Bears' defense, for as many issues as you have with this team, and I'm with you on them, that defense can still be pretty good. And while Dalvin Cook's going to get a lot of his, and he's been incredible the last few weeks, I feel like the Bears' defense at least contains, I guess, maybe 70, 80 yards for Dalvin Cook, maybe a touchdown. I don't think he goes over 100 tonight.
If he does, it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
But it's similar to last week where you faced Derrick Henry, and the Bears' defense on the ground hasn't been phenomenal, hasn't been 2018 or even last year. But they didn't let Derrick Henry kill them.
No, they did not.
Just their offense was
killed them.
Putrid. It killed them. And now Bill Lazor's calling the plays tonight. We'll see if it's any different.
That's right.
Same O-line, same quarterback. Not a good at all Vikings defense.
No. That secondary, has it gotten any better?
I don't know that it has.
Was that the first week they played the Packers? And that's right, because I'll tell you why. I was going against Devontae Adams, and he was as wide open as some receivers are against Illinois. Just to, you know, give you an analogy. He was wide open, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're young. The Vikings secondary is young. So maybe tonight you get a little bit of a passing game going. I mean, Foles going to throw it 800 times.
You know it.
That's so crazy. Is Montgomery even playing?
He's not. Questionable. Montgomery's out.
So who is the running back?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
So a former wide receiver, right?
For the Vikings, yeah.
Oh, my. That's interesting. All right. Hey, great show. Thanks to Jay Lehman. That was always fun to visit with him. Tomorrow we'll talk more of NFL.
That's right.
What a week in the National Football League. I feel proud that I haven't mentioned.
Yeah, we didn't even mention the Cardinals.
That was just a fun game. Arizona's defense will always let you stay in a game. And Josh Allen is really good. I mean, I know he had a couple intercepts. That was just a really fun. I wish I didn't root for any one of those teams and watch that game. I would have had a lot more fun. And then, of course, Kyler Murray making the perfect throw and DeAndre Hopkins coming down with it was sickening. I loved it. Let's get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you, man.
It is The Drive. One done.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey here for my friends at Profile by Sanford. If you're tired of that weight loss roller coaster and you want a solution that works, Profile is made for you. Profile not a diet or a quick fix. It was developed by doctors and researchers to take the guesswork out of weight loss. Take it from me. I've lost weight. I feel great, and it's simple, and it works. Come on, you can do this. Visit Profile's convenient location on Meyer Drive or visit profileplan.com for details. Tell them Diane sent you. Profileplan.com.
Things are always changing. Last November, did you put on a mask to go grocery shopping? In 2019, did you have to have an extra
budget item for hand sanitizer? Two Men in a Truck is always changing too. We are constantly looking for ways to make moving a better experience. Whether you're moving to Dinosaur, Colorado, Freeway, Tennessee, or Savoy, Illinois, we have multiple solutions to help you with your unique move. Go to twomenchampagne.com and start your estimate. That's a smart move.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more. And all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and
ho, ho, ho!
Merry